Welcome back here to KJAN Sports, another one of our pregame interviews here. We have the CAM head coach, Barry Bauer. Coach, thank you very much for giving us some of your time.
Well, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
And, Coach, tell me about y'all's win against Southeast Warren 75-12. What did you take away from that game?
Well, I thought our offense was very, very efficient, against Southeast Warren. Anytime that you can throw the ball and run the ball for as much as we did, I think it counts for the kids, buying into the system. When Chase is about 10 to 13 or 10 to 12, I can't remember right off the top of my head, but that's pretty efficient, throwing the football and to a right number of wide receivers, whether it's Jack Bowman or Austin Williams or Colin Bauer or, any one of those guys, even Brody Paulson. I mean, it's one of those that, you can spread it around. But it also attributes to the pass protection up front with our interior guys, and then also running the football as well. I think a lot of times people try just to focus on Chase here a little bit, but we got some other guys that can run the ball, but our interior guys have done a nice job of paving the way.
How have you seen, that interior unit, how have you seen them develop this year?
Well, I think it's just understanding the system approach. You got to remember that all three of these offensive linemen are really brand new first-year type of players. Even though some of them have been in the program, this is their first year going, as far as varsity football. And I think that's one of the things that I've really been very proud of is for these guys to buy in and taking the weight on their shoulders to say, we can do this and we will do this and just, put it on our backs and we'll carry it, to the end zone type of thing. So, very proud of those guys in the interior as far as what they've done. To kind of attribute to the successes of our team, because we couldn't do it without them, and they know that they couldn't do it without the other people too as well. So just been very, very proud of their successes.
Staying on the topic there of those that interior line you have, what have you been doing workout-wise and practice-wise with them to just help them develop so well and stay consistent to where they're playing at such a high and intense level?
Well, I think it's just everyday fundamentals. I it's everyday drills that we do, and we've stayed consistent with it because it's a system. And so then, therefore, once we do the bags, we do the hand placements, we do the sleds, we do everything that we need to do with the guarding our hips and, our thumbs out and our elbows in and things like that, and then we just harp on it every single day. But I think it's the communication that they have with each other up front regarding just the schemes that they're going up against and things like that. So I think it's just a buy-in. They're a really good group. They're a tight-knit group, and they're a fun group to be around.
What have you seen on film for West Bend Mallard?
Well, one of the things with West Bend Mallard, they are very, very tough. They're relentless. They get to the old, the line of scrimmage. They snap it really fast, and it causes you some issues regarding your defense because if you want to set it a certain way, they will not allow you to do that. Because if you start to, then you're going to be discombobulated and they're going to catch you and then it's going to be a 6-point ball game, right off the bat. And I think that's one of the things that we have got to understand is, what are we getting, where we're at on the field, and just getting lined up and playing. And we've got to make sure that we tackle well, too. If we do not tackle well, they do a lot of yards after contact. They're tough-nosed kids, and I think that's one of the things that we've got to understand that, we've got to get all hats to the football defensively and things like that. From a defensive standpoint, they present you with some issues leverage-wise. I mean, they want to keep leverage on the outside. They want to force everything to the middle, regarding number 34, Logan Grimm. He's a heck of a linebacker and a tough-nosed kid and flows to the ball, reads the ball really, really well. And does a very, very nice job. And then they'll have their safety come down and help out with the run game as well. And he's very, very athletic in number 24, Landon Montag. So do a nice job. They're in this for a reason. And I think anytime that you get to this point in the year, you're going to be facing some awfully good football teams. And they had just as good a chance as anybody to be in the top of the district, if not win the district.
What have you seen be some of the best ways to prepare for an athletic quarterback like Landon Montag?
I think just keeping your leverage and make sure that you tackle well and get all hats to the football. I think that's the number one thing that our kids have got to understand you know, because he can beat you with his legs. And if you don't get your eyes right, they're gonna drop one over the top, you know, because you're so focused on the run, you're so focused of getting lined up, that all of a sudden you lose your focus with your eyes, and all of a sudden they're going to slip one back. So that's why they're so efficient in the pass game. And I think number one is with Landon Montague, they got the dual threat regarding him and his legs and his arm, but then also you have number 33, Cole Fair, you know, that's also a leading rusher for them. That those two combined have over 2,100 yards of their 2,600 yards rushing. And you got to make sure that you keep your eyes right on both of those guys.
Heading into round two of the playoffs, what has been your message to your team?
One game at a time, one day at a time, be where your feet are. I think one of the things is people ask me all as well, are you ready? No, I need a week of practice, or I need this. You know, we've got to make sure that we prepare every single day like it's going to be your last, because you're never, ever guaranteed a tomorrow. And that's one of the things that we've been preaching on with these kids, and they've done a nice job as the year has progressed to really focus in on what the now is. And last week was kind of fun for them to see the successes if they just keep the focus in the now.
And that's the CAM head football coach Barry Bauer joining us here in one of our pregame interviews on KJAN Sports.